AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. The markets are closed today. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we've got a real treat. We've got our first conversation with new chairman of the House Ag Committee. That is Congressman David Scott. He is representing the 13th District of Georgia. New congressman, boy, that would be a stretch, wouldn't it, Congressman Scott? What are you into, your 10th?
I'm into my 18th year.
18th year.
In Congress. And, of course, that's 18 years on the House Agriculture Committee.
Right.
And so it is an historic occasion, and it is so significant that you are interviewing me on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't for Martin Luther King, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be the first African-American to serve on the agriculture. And Dr. King had a saying. He said, one day the hands that pick cotton will be able to pick members of Congress, presidents of the United States. Well, I know Dr. King is up there in heaven looking down on me, because now we have the first African-American chairman of the House Agriculture Committee whose hands picked cotton. I picked the cotton, cropped the tobacco, milked the cows, plowed the fields on my grandparents' farm. You know, the good Lord prepares you for things.
Yeah.
But all the way through. And so it is an honor for me to be in this position. And let me tell you also why. Because there is no industry, no area of work that African Americans have not made their mark in, like agriculture.
Right.
That we were the pioneer farmers. We're the ones that did the heavy lifting on agriculture. So it's with great pride and that I stand here on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and say to God Almighty, thank you for sending Martin Luther King Jr. our way.
Outstanding. Real quickly, Congressman, it obviously means so much to you, today does. How do you hope that the rest of the country will recognize or celebrate MLK Jr. Day?
I think we will. We will do it, I believe, in an internal way. You know, you can have all the parades, the glorious situations, but just to go inside of each of us, touch our hearts, our souls, and understand we're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Never before have we been at a more poignant time than now. And we need to understand our nation's future is in our hands. And we must know and remember and take into deep consideration the fact that look at our history and know that as we look back, we can see on those sun-bleached bones of many past great nations are written those pathetic words too late. They moved too late to save their nation. And I think right now, everybody regardless of race, creed, or color. We love this nation. And now we've got to save it. And I think that this is the soul-searching mind thoughts that are on everybody's hearts now. We got an epidemic that is threatening us deeply. Now is the time to come inside, search our hearts and our minds, and understand that we are truly each other's brothers and sisters.
All right. All right. Yeah, good stuff there, Congressman. Let's talk about the House Ag Committee in the upcoming session here. What do we need to know? What's going to be the focus of your committee?
The focus of my committee is to make sure that we have the best, strongest, most impactful agriculture system in the world. We've got to protect what we have. And then we have to quickly look and examine several key major issues quickly. First of all, food security. That is what we have to maintain. We've got to make sure that we deal with this issue of climate change. And the reason I'm mentioning that is because of this. We are experiencing some extraordinarily and dynamic changes in weather patterns and so forth. And we need to make sure that our agriculture industry is at the point of the spear and dealing with this climate change issue. We've got to take it out of this political football, Green New Deal, or trying to do away with some types of fuel and the politicalization of it. Because nobody suffers from climate change like our farmers. It is the food we eat, the clothes we wear, our shelter. It is our most important industry. And so I want to, and we're already putting together a hearing on that. Bring in the scientists. Bring in the engineers. We're going to have the weather experts. We're going to have our agriculture industry all around the table so we can set the leadership pattern of how we go forward to deal with climate change, because it impacts our future here more than any other industry is impacted. So we're going to do that. We are the ones that have to deal with carbon sequestration to be able to make sure that our soils are protected and enriched. We need to find out why are we having all these fires? For goodness sakes, we have fires going for weeks and months. And here's the point. They're not just burning up valuable foliage and trees and so forth, but livestock, animals are being done. So, and the other thing is, it's number one, the president, President-elect Biden is putting forward their effort. We got other groups, everybody on it, but we in agriculture, we got to get out there and make sure that we look at this climate change issue as to how it impacts farming and bring in our experts so we can make sure that we have knowledge of what's, and also we're going to bring in NASA, the space. Let me tell you, many people don't know this, but NASA has discovered elements of water on the moon now. If that doesn't wake us up to understand what we've got to do, I don't know. So that's the first thing on there. Get us agriculture. We need to be calling the shots of what we move forward for in terms of legislation, activities, and so forth, so we can get our hands around this. Secondly, we've got to address this issue of making sure that everybody is treated fairly in agriculture. As I mentioned, nobody's paid their dues in agriculture like African Americans. We were here throughout slavery. It was the African Americans who tilled the soil, who were out there. And right now, there are elements of discrimination to them. We got to find out what that is, where that is, and so we're going to bring, for the first time in history, African-American farmers and let them tell us. We're going to have Secretary Vilsack in this meeting because he is a partner with us to make sure we right any wrongs there and make sure that everybody has glorious opportunities to take advantage and participate in this wondrous world of agriculture and farming. We need to also make sure beginning farmers are there. It's one thing to say we're going to help beginning farmers, but when I tell people, well, you don't know, you can, a beginning lawyer, all they got to do is throw their shingle out there on the wall. They're in business. But for the farmer, he's got to get land. It is the land. And an acre of land right now is averaging at about $6,000. Some places higher than that. We need to get all of that in. So we're going to have our credit people. Farm Credit has been a wonderful partner of mine for a long time. Jeff Shipp over there, you may know him. He and I worked on many things together. The other thing is we got to make sure that that scholarship program that we have put into the Farm Bill for our 1890s African-American land grant, colleges, universities, is moving. We're going to bring those college presidents back in so they can share with our committee all the glorious things that they are doing in terms of helping young people get into agriculture. Cool. And then finally, the last thing, the other major third thing is food security. We're going to bring in that, particularly our food banks and those, to make sure that we are having enough food. What are the greatest threats? So we're going to jump off the bat. We're already putting together hearings on climate change, the status of the black farmers, and food security to make sure we have food enough to go around and make sure that we meet all those challenges.
Gotcha. Okay, that's an aggressive list of priorities there. I've got to ask you, as you're talking about the climate change and some of the legislation surrounding that, in the Midwest, there's a heavy focus on crop insurance and making sure that crop insurance is maintained in the Farm Bill.
Absolutely.
What's your take on the status of crop insurance? Does it work?
Yes, it works. We have been at the forefront of making sure that any snags in it that we can eliminate. I've worked closely with Chairman Peterson on that, and he is sort of as you know, for 18 years, he's been my mentor and has taken me under his wing. And I've worked closely with him to make sure crop insurance is maintained at the level that we need it. You know, we experimented around with it for our cotton people. And then I forgot what we called that effort that we did back. But when that didn't work out, we went back and we changed it. Now, you've got to understand, as you well know, agriculture industry is so diversified. We have different farms of different sizes that have various different needs for insurance to cover them.
Yep.
So
right.
We need, it's not a one size fits all, which makes this challenge even more. So,
right.
But crop insurance is a big agenda item for me. I want to make sure that it is working at all levels, for all sizes, and for the different types of farms. So you can best assure that David Scott will be at the front of the spear dealing with crop insurance. Because without that insurance, we got no crops.
Yeah. Yeah, excellent. Congressman, I understand that you've got a 10 o'clock meeting here coming up. I just want to thank you for your time so much. And like I said, please, when you've got a message that you want to get out, reach out to us. We're happy to do it. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about what agriculture might expect from a COVID stimulus bill from the new Biden administration. Might there be any new initiatives for agriculture in that bill?
I really cannot answer that question thoroughly enough because I have not had time to sit down with the administration. As you know, we've been wrestling with so many other issues up here.
Yep.
But you can rest assured that I will be working very cohesively with the administration. Bill Sack and I are friends. We work together over a long period of time, as you know, 8 years in the Obama administration. And man, he's very knowledgeable. And so I will be working in a cohesively way to make sure that we're all on the same page. There's one other thing I want to say to you before I leave, and that is this. We have a legacy of this being the most bipartisan committee in Congress. Why do I say that, and why I want you to let people know? Because we got to do this together. And that is how I've gotten all my work done. I've worked very well. Mike Conaway and I worked so closely. That's how I got that $80 million for the African American schools. That's how we're going to bring justice to black farmers and come up with the kinds of policies that we have. It will be Democrats and Republicans working together on this House Agriculture Committee under David Scott's leadership.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Congressman, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Well, I am too, and I want you to know that charge of staying in touch goes both ways. Whenever you need to reach me, you reach out, and my staff will put us together. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you so much. That is the new chairman of the House Ag Committee, Congressman David Scott from Georgia. We'll be back. Conversation with Millennial Farmer next, right here on AgriTalk.